Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have asked back, and I told you I would. I told you before when he was here that it wouldn't be the last time he was on the air with us. And that is John Webb. He's a good friend. And he's running for, let me see, I got to get this right, the 8th District here in, for Congress.
No.
No, 4th District. I had you and Al Howell on, and he's in the 8th District. You're in the 4th District, and I apologize for that. And he was running against Vicki Hartzler, and he is here with us today. And I asked him yesterday, well, what do you want to talk about? And he said, liberty. So I'm going to let you kind of explain what you want to talk about with liberty. I'm turning it over to you, John.
Thank you very much, Beth. Great to hear you today. Liberty. You know, liberty is morality wrapped around freedom.
Mm.
And liberty, there's only a limited amount of liberty. I mean, it can only exist in two places. Either you have liberty or somebody else does. And if the government's taking it from us, then that's the only place their liberty comes from. Because they're a non-entity. They were created and they had no rights or privileges until the people gave them certain rights. And if they take more, then they're taking them from the people that gave them the right to exist. Our Constitution, or not the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence talks about we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
You know, I read recently, in fact, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the weekend, but anyway, Hillary's after the Second Amendment. And, of course, she claims she's not. But she was saying that the government has every right to control the Second Amendment. That's me paraphrasing. But I contest that because the government doesn't have rights. We the people have rights, and we the people should be the government. We are the governed. We are a republic. So this is kind of double talk, I guess. But what I'm trying to say, the D.C. occupiers really don't have rights to do these things over us. They are to represent us, and the Bill of Rights is there to hold them at bay. So it aggravates me, John, when they say they're writing or passing a bill to protect the First Amendment or to protect the Second Amendment or whatever amendment, because they are there to protect those amendments, not write bills to protect them, because when they write another bill and they pass another bill, what they're doing is redefining whichever amendment it is they're so-called protecting, which leaves it up for more interpretation, which means we lose a little bit more freedom or liberty. Don't you agree with that?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Beth.
I get on my bandwagon now and then.
Well, and that's why we can't allow them to continue along this path.
Oh, absolutely. They're scared. I really think they're kind of fighting things. I saw one here today, and I can't remember his name. He's out of Texas, and he used some foul language and everything else about the wall. And they're acting like that's being a prejudice, and it's not. And I don't understand that logic other than, and this is Beth's theory, and I think I'm right, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. The trade deals that they're cutting and the immigration that they're ignoring, they're making money off of that. Whether it is illegal immigration or extending and increasing the legal immigration coming into this country. At the expense of the American people.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
I think you've got a distraction going on there. But I wanted to say that I think that they are overstepping their bounds. And I know that's why you're running, because you feel that same way. They're overstepping their bounds. We were designed to be run and governed locally. We're not supposed to be dictated to or at from D.C. occupiers or a large federal central government. And, you know, most of these, even the ones that are calling themselves conservative, John, they're out there for big government. They want big government. They want to do things for you and do things for me.
I want them to do me a favor and just leave us alone.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you're running, and I know we talked about that before, and I don't want to get into that. You didn't really want to run. You just feel led to do this, to be pulled in by the Lord. You feel like you're being led to do this. And I wish we had more people that were willing to do that. And I have seen so many, not just here in the state of Missouri, but in other states, too, that are they're stepping up, and they realize we've got to have some good men and good women stepping up and doing what's right for our Constitution and for the people. I appreciate it. I know you're doing a sacrifice. You and your wife come in here every now and then, and I really enjoy that.
Well, it's a sacrifice of, you know, it sounds goofy, I guess, but it's a sacrifice of love for my country. You know, I believe that when you and I were kids, we had a whole lot more freedom than an opportunity because of the freedom that they're taking away than the kids do today.
We did. I think we did have a lot more freedom and liberty. But, you know, I don't think it's wrong saying what you said, the love of our country, the love of our nation. But I think mine is the love of my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to come and those future generations. Because what we do now may not really affect you and me, John, but it will affect them.
Absolutely.
What we do or don't do. Maybe I should put it that way. If we stay back and we are apathetic and we allow this to keep playing out as it is, they will have no real freedoms. They may have that pretend. We pretend we own property now. I mean, we really don't.
That's exactly right.
I've got that. I'm going to have to republish that or get it ready for people. But it's an article that's been very popular that I wrote several years ago in Land of Pretending. And I feel that's what we've become, is a land of pretending. Under not just under the Obama administration, he's not the first president to overstep his bounds. He's been a little bolder. It's kind of like a snowball going down the hill. It's getting bigger and going faster. But he isn't the first one to kick that snowball down the hill. And, you know, we just see it more readily right now. We can see what's happening. But how do we stop that snowball? And it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all the American people to stand up and do that.
I agree. And, you know, one of the things that I believe that, James Madison said that the powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Mm-hmm. And those, they are. There's actually a section in the Constitution that says exactly what the federal government is allowed to do more.
We're going into a break. Let's talk specifically on that when we come back. And I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're talking about liberty today. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and I'm really excited to have John Webb with me again today. And John, as we were going into that break, we were talking about the powers of the government. I'm going to call them their job description. Their job description is really pretty small. They are working way too hard up there, John.
I agree 100%.
I have said many times we need to send these elected officials to D.C. or to their offices with this huge eraser. Remember those erasers we used to have as kids in grade school? Those huge erasers, and you'd have nothing left by the end of the school year. And whether they get elected or not, it depends on how much eraser they bring back.
We've put something on them to require them to get rid of 10 laws every day before they can work on anything new.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, you know, we have way too many laws. And then what that is, Patrick Henry, we're listening to a commercial at break, and Patrick Henry not only said, give me liberty, give me death, but he also said that the Constitution was an instrument that was created to restrain the government,
yes,
for the people to be able to restrain the government. It wasn't an instrument for the government to restrain the people. And, you know, to me, it seems like that's what they think their job is to restrain the people.
Oh, absolutely. They are controlling. I don't know how else to say it. They're trying to control every aspect of our lives.
And see, our founders understood tyranny. They understood that, you know, a government that isn't held down, isn't chained down, will get out of control. They said, take the chains off the people and put them on government. And that's why they constructed the Constitution in the form that they constructed it.
And then the Bill of Rights came along to put a little lock and key on it.
Absolutely.
You know, and just in case this document isn't clear enough for you, let us give you these 10 little amendments right here.
Because, you know, and that's because the state said, hey, it still is not tight enough. You know, we don't have heavy enough chains on them, and we got to make sure that they. You know, and some of the founders were against the amendments because they said, well, you know, if we try to define what the people's rights are, well, the Constitution in its purest form, it's saying that the government has no rights outside of the ones that we spelled. You know, so if we start enumerating the rights that the citizens and the states have, then we're saying, well, how about that right over there? You know, it's not named, so they don't have it. So that's when they came in with the 10th, you know, that's how they came about adding the 10th Amendment and saying, you know, oh, in case there was any misunderstanding, you know, in case there was any question in your mind about these listed rights and all other rights.
I think, I like to equate that too. I had a job description one time, and the very last job description is, and anything else I ask you to do. And I kind of equate this number 10 to that. And anything else that we want to do that we don't want you to do, that's going to be. Anything else that's not listed, everything is for us. It's not for the elected officials.
And, amen.
And as a republic, we the people, are the government. We keep calling them the government, but they're not. They're just elected officials. They have a job description. I don't even want to call it rights. I know we've been saying that. They have personal rights. but in their job, they have specific job descriptions that they're supposed to do. And one of those is to secure our borders.
You know, that's one of the things that Mr. Obama has always begrudged. He says, you know, the Constitution is an instrument of negative rights. It doesn't give the government rights. It doesn't protect the government's rights. That's because the government has no rights.
That's right.
That's right.
But, you know, remember, these elected officials, John, and you and I both know this, Republican and Democrat alike, they don't like that Constitution. They don't like us talking about the Bill of Rights.
They don't like being restrained.
They don't like us calling them public servants.
But they are.
Exactly.
You know, remember the Declaration of Independence. This form of the right of the people to form the government. And it's the consent of the governed that allows the government to exist. And their only reason to exist was to secure our rights of liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the only reason for it to exist, according to the Declaration of Independence.
Before they
had. And if we ever find that the form of government becomes destructive to our ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
It's our obligation. It is our obligation to do that.
Amen.
And you know, we're here. We're singing to the choir. The D.C. occupiers, they don't like what we're saying because they don't want to be called public servants. They don't want to be. They are career politicians. And the things that they do are lining their pockets and boosting their careers, and they're not protecting the liberties of we the people. Before they do anything in their offices, before they pass any bill, they should read it. But before they do anything, their first question should be, does this infringe on liberty in any way, shape, size, or form of the people I represent?
Amen.
But they don't do that.
You know, unfortunately, like you just said, you know, we're talking, or the people that are listening to us are the intelligent people within your range, because they already know. They already agree that our liberty is so important.
And the things that have been happening, and in general, the things that we're asked to tolerate are now where things that are being, we're told we have to accept, not just tolerate, we have to accept. And we have lost more and more liberty and freedoms because we have compromised. We just keep compromising. And what's going on, John, and I know that you know this, and I know that my listeners do, but I just want to confirm it, that what is going on, it's not a matter of our Constitution. It is for you and me, but with the elected official, the campaigns that we're seeing and the things, especially on the Democrat side, but I'm not cutting Republicans any slack here. What they're doing with their policies is completely changing, and has been for many, many decades, completely changing how we, the people, are governed. They keep taking more and more power because we let them. They really don't have the authority to do the things that they're doing, but they are because we're allowing it. We, the people, keep allowing it. To listen to, why have we come to the point of so many people following somebody like Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders?
Oh boy, I cannot answer that question. From my perspective, it's unfathomable.
Yes.
I mean, how could we be looking at socialism or communism? I mean, and remember, socialism is just the first step towards communism.
Pretty much the same thing. The yesterday was V-Day. Last week we had to listen to President Barack Obama apologize for Hiroshima. But yesterday was V-Day, and I just couldn't help but parallel that in my head to what kind of people, the generation we have now, that are making these, they're not protests, they're riots in the street because of selfishness. Not because they want freedom or liberty, it's because they just have wants. And they're not peaceful. When you're throwing eggs, when you're burning things, when you're turning over vehicles, that's not peaceful. That's destructive. It's assault when you're spitting on someone. And we're allowing this. And then they sit there and they cry baby about wanting safe spaces. And here we saw these 18-year-olds during World War II, our parents, you know, fighting for liberty and freedom. They weren't, what would they have given that day they had to climb that hill to have a safe space? We're going into a break. I want to continue this about liberty, and we talk a little bit about your running for the office here in Missouri. You know, folks, we're talking about liberty, and that is from state to state. There is 50 states, not 52, not 57. There's 50 states here in the United States of America. And we are united. We need to be united as states. State sovereignty, all states united. We're going into the break, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Liberty is the topic. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. so the unborn can be heard.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with John Webb. He's running for the 4th District here for Congress in the United States, in Missouri. That is part of the United States. And we're talking about what he's doing, but we're talking mainly about what our governing really is and liberty. And, you know, I mentioned, John, that we seem to have accepted more than I think we should accept and compromised a lot more than I think we should compromise. We see how corrupt the government is. Even just looking at Hillary's email situation, where she jeopardized this nation in a great way and then denies it. Everything she's denied has come back on her. And now they're saying, John, and I'm just saying this but just to show how corrupt and how stupid they think the rest of us are, that it's going to take... Are you sitting down? I don't know if you've seen this yet. I'm trying to find it. Here it is. The State Department. It would take 75 years to release Clinton's emails. I say, why don't we just give her 75 years in jail and forget the emails? But because there are so many emails, they say, and now you know that can't be true. All you got to do is print them and mail them. Hand them over, go get them, send them little boys in there in the black suits with the black glasses and pick them up. 75 years to release those emails. 75 years. Where'd they come up with that number? 75 years. I told you. I asked you if you were sitting down, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you caught me. I can't answer. That's a question I cannot answer. It's a lie.
Well, it's absolutely a lie.
You know, because, you know, I don't know how big the emails are, but I can insert a USB, transfer those emails. If it took an hour, they'd be really, really big files.
450,000 pages.
But pages are minuscule in size.
I understand
so
that.
You know, it's pictures or movies or videos or something like that. If those were emailed, then it could be a little bigger. But you know, in realistic terms, by the way, you might not know. You should know. I do computer technology, so you know, I'm not like just speaking something off the hat that I wouldn't have any knowledge of. To transfer that many that many emails to USB would take, you know, less than an hour probably, less than a day. I mean, you know, I can't imagine a situation where it would take more than a day. And you know, we don't need them in paper format. But even if they had to print them out with high speed printers that are out there, you're not talking about a whole lot of time to print out 400,000 pages.
I can't imagine what the tree huggers think of that. 450,000 pages of paper. How many trees is that?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be silly. Just let us do a USB dump, and that way we can not only have it in digital format, we can search it.
Whether it's
easily.
Digital or whether it's hard copy, it should not take 75 years.
No.
I could see a few months, maybe. You know, maybe a few weeks, but 75 years? I don't think
well,
so.
The problem is, I guess what they would allege, the problem is that it would be releasing so much national security that it would put our country at risk. Well, that's exactly the point.
Which is why, okay, just give her 75 years.
That'd be
I think, you know. And it's
let's split the difference. Let's give her 30 years.
Well, I like 75 better, but because they made up that number, so I kind of wanted to stick with that. But that is just an example of how they keep making things up. They just keep making it up. They keep going at us, and we're hearing, you know, John. Being a female, we went through years and years where if you were assaulted. If someone was trying to rape you or assault you, you were told for a long time, don't fight it, you know, you need to just, you know, otherwise they might get more violent. And then, of course, we dealt with, it was your fault. You looked wrong. You dressed wrong.
Well, you
did something
it.
Wrong, you know. Yeah, you didn't fight it. Now they've decided you better make a lot of noise, fight and kick and scream. But, I mean, we did go through those eras where they told us to not fight. And then they tell us, you know, that it's your fault. Well, I'm watching the news, and I don't know if you're like me or not. I just kind of, at night, I just absorb it because I have to know what's going on. And I get aggravated. I get really aggravated at them. And every now and then I say, okay, turn it off. Kids can watch whatever they want, put a movie in, whatever. But they've been going after Trump over these violent protests. Well, they're not protests. They're riots. Let's call them what they are. They won't call them what they are. But they're committing crimes. They're not protesting. They're committing crimes. They're assaulting these Trump supporters, the one woman that had egg thrown all over her, nobody came to her rescue. Another guy was hit. I don't remember exactly what they did, but it drew blood. He had blood splattered all over his face and his neck. And, you know, they are assaulting. That is crime, and they aren't being arrested for it, and I don't understand that. What are we doing?
The police are not doing their job there.
Well,
as that sounds.
It is harsh, but it is true. I mean, it looks that way from what we're seeing on TV. Now, I understand they only show us certain things, but sure looks that way to me. I mean, when we saw some of the other riots that were not Trump-related, that were other things related, and they were turning over cop cars, and they were burning and looting, and that is crime. That's not a peaceful protest, which is what your First Amendment is about, is a peaceful protest. and to write your grievances and send them in, you know, to give your grievances. Now, I encouraged people last week during Memorial Weekend to go back. And if they want, I'll provide it for you. If you want and don't have a copy of the Declaration of Independence, I'll give it to you. You need to read it. It has the grievances on there, and those grievances aren't so different from what we're experiencing today, John.
The grievances I think you're talking about is the Declaration. You're right. I was thinking. Hey,
that's okay.
And
all those documents, we get them confused. Yes, yeah. The Declaration of Independence is the list of grievances.
And if you'll go down that list of grievances, I was doing this the other day, and the comparison to today versus then, we're right there. I mean, all those grievances are the same. We've got them. We can make them.
I think we've even got a few more.
You're very likely right.
Our founding fathers, they dumped tea in the harbor. They'd be telling us, you need to be dumping something else in the harbor. or somebody else in the harbor.
Yeah, there you go. They would be appalled. You know, the founder said, you know, it's with great, the most amazing thing is how much the people will put up with before they'll finally stand up for themselves.
Well, and of course, that's my favorite quote, the one that I have memorized anyway, of George Washington. And it says, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And that's exactly, we have done that. We have compromised. I mean, people are, that you can only push them so far. And I think that's what we're seeing. I don't think it has anything to do with Trump. I think it has everything to do with what didn't happen when we gave the Republicans the majority and they did nothing that they said they were going to do. And they're still blinking their eyes saying, I don't understand. Why are they mad? And they call this Trump phenomena, you know, that it's such a mystery as to why he's doing so well. Well, it's not a mystery. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has everything to do with them and what they did not do.
Their failure.
Absolutely.
Their failure of us.
And arrogance. Absolutely. We're going into a break. We're going to have you hold that. We're going into a break. And Beth and John will be right back, and I'm going to let John finish the day up, and we're going to talk about how he's running for the 4th District here in the state of Missouri, and John and Beth Ann will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in
and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with John Webb. We're in the final segment of today's show. John, you just heard that commercial here. We're talking about Liberty and that Liberty Summit commercial, and I've encouraged you to be there. I hope that's going to work into your schedule to be there. I think I'm the first speaker on the docket. You know what? They start with the best and end with the best.
That'd be cool.
I said, she's got all these people that are expert in their fields, and I said, you know, I talk. That's what I do. I talk. So anyway, I'm the cheerleader. I'm going to get it all started out, and she's got me on the docket first thing Friday morning, and so I'm hoping that you can make it sometime through that weekend.
I hope we can work something out.
You will meet some amazing people.
You know, I started to tell you, and I need our people to wrap their head around this. The government, not the House, not the Senate, not the President, not even courts, none of them can legally increase the powers that were granted to them. None of them have the ability to give themselves more power.
That's right.
Only the states or the people, and they must do it by amending the Constitution in order to increase one iota what the government can do. It's spelled out. And it is the responsibility of the House to restrain the government, to choke it down, any overreach that it might try to make by not funding unauthorized activity.
It's supposed to be a check and balance system, the way it's set up with the branches. But the way they're stacking the deck with agendas, why do we have to talk about a judge that's left or right? When did we stop trying to look for judges that were constitutional? Do you ever hear them really say that? I mean, I know the Republicans
well, that's what
will
a right,
say.
That's what right is. They say, he's way too right. You know, he's following the Constitution. Well, hello.
Well, Roberts is supposed to be right, and he was wrong.
Yeah, amen.
You know, it's
And you're absolutely right. You know, the only reason that they're doing these things is because everybody is allowing them to do it. You know, we have term limits. It's called the election ballot, the election box. You know, we were, that's why the people's house was only, was put on a 2-year leash. So that if they misbehaved, didn't do their job, you could go to the ballot box and have a revolution at the ballot box by voting all of the people that didn't do what they were supposed to out.
And we need to be doing a lot of that.
You know, well,
we've acted like the battered wife that just keeps going back to the husband that beats her and promises, I won't do it the next time. So we keep electing these officials when they make promises, and they keep doing it the next time.
Yes, yes, ma'am. And my prayer is that God will send an army of constitutionally minded individuals with me to fight for the Constitution.
Well, you've got,
and if we do that, we're fighting. You know, I'm fighting for the people.
We have you running, and we have Hal Brown down in the...
Cynthia?
Yes, we have Cynthia Davis, yes.
Yep.
And she's a good woman, she is. I had her on a long time ago. I need to get her back on the air. We need to talk about that.
But, yes, you do.
But in... well, they know my phone number. All they got to do is call me.
You know, and the thing is, Beth, is if you look at this omnibus spending bill where they voted to fully fund Planned Parenthood and they voted to fully fund Obamacare...
Mm-hmm. It tells the tale right there, doesn't it?
Let's go remove those people. They're, you know, in addition to those two horrible things, they also just gave a blank check to the Obama administration. You just do whatever you want. You don't have to follow a budget.
And they handed him the Iran deal. They pretty much washed their hands of that.
Thomas Jefferson originally said that we should not be getting involved in treaties.
Mm.
You know, when you get tangled up with other countries, you get in trouble. And these people have they're trying, you know, and I hate saying this, but, you know, some of these treaties, you look at them and you say, you know, somebody had to be being bought. Somebody had to be given some kind of a golden crown for doing this kind of treasonous trading of our rights and liberties away to these foreign countries.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no way to look at it other than that.
Well, I hate to say it that way, but there's just no other way to explain it.
D.C. occupiers occupying offices are cutting deals, and I think that goes hand in hand. These treaties, the trade, and immigration go hand in hand. They are working together, and they're making money. They're cutting deals with the foreigners and with the businesses that want to get different labor in here, and the American people are going without.
You know, and I'm just so sick of people trading away our business deals to see them go to these other countries, you know.
Or they're strangling us. I mean, with all the regulations.
They are strangling us.
With all the regulations out of the bureaucracy that has no authority over we the people,
the TPP,
they are not the ones that are supposed to.
The TPP and the TPA, if you look at those, you know, none of the people that they gave these treaties to are going to be bound by our regulations, but we are.
Yes.
They get to set our rules. Hello? Excuse me? You know, these people talking about the United Nations, giving the United Nations authority over us. This is insanity.
Yeah.
It is absolute insanity. We need to be in control of the United States. Needs to be in control of the United States' destiny.
Absolutely.
And the American people should be in control of their destiny.
And that doesn't mean we don't have trade deals. We can have trade deals, but let's make them a little bit. Let's make them smart. Smart deals. We are just about out of time. I want you to tell people where to go to find you on the web. If you want to give out a phone number or anything like that, I want you to do that. He's in the, what district you're in? The 4th district. Yes.
The 4th district. Don't forget.
I got my 8th and my 4th mixed up today. So I want you to do that.
My name on the ballot will be John E. Webb. JohnEWebb.com is my website. JohnEWebb.com will take you right to my website. There's places where you can donate there. There's places where you can help by, you know, getting signs or going door to door. What really will, you know, if you'll go out and tell 20 or 10, at least 10 of your friends about the atrocities that are happening, how we are not being represented by the people that are paid to represent us, then JohnEWebb.com. And I need your prayers, I need your vote, and I need your help.
Absolutely, and we need you. JohnEWebb.com. John, thank you so much for being a part of the show and for all that you do for me here at CSC Talk Radio. I really do appreciate it. John is going to, he's running for Congress here in the 4th District of the state of Missouri. I'm sure that you have some Johns in your area and you need to support them. JohnEWebb.com for the Missourians in the 4th District. John, thank you. It's going to take every single one of us, and we need those prayers to band together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.